Twins and the Diamondbacks at Target Field. Byron Buxton would have himself a night. He's at the plate leading off the bottom of the fourth with the Twins trailing 3-2.
Buxton drives this deep center field. A.J. Pollock will play it off the wall, and this is trouble. Buxton can really run. They're going to wave him home. Here's the relay, and he is safe. It's an inside-the-park home run for Byron Buxton. He's hit a triple, and he's hit an inside-the-park homer in two at-bats tonight.
A high blast to left center field. That one's not coming back. Wow. Number 27. And Sano absolutely crushed that ball. Eight times in the live ball era, someone's hit for the cycle, with the home run being an inside the park home run. But it hasn't been done since 1943.
Get up the middle.
And a liner caught by Descalzo. One out. And even his outs are hit with authority these days. And the fans love it. There goes another one.
Yeah, that one got the third down.
Six home runs for the Twins tonight. And Sano has two of them.
The Twins earned the 10-3 win. Byron Buxton joins Brian Dozier as Twins players this season with inside the park home runs. Buxton also becomes the 10th player in the majors this year to miss a cycle by merely a single. Miguel Sano blasted two home runs. Byron Buxton had an inside the park home run and fell just a single shy of the cycle as the Twins went on to demolish the Diamondbacks on Friday by a 10-3 score. Here is Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
Been there, you know, so it's kind of one of those things that it's somewhat skill related, but it's just one of those rare feats that, you know, it rivals no hitters in terms of rarities. And, you know, when you knock the first three legs out first, you know, everyone's very hopeful that he'd find a way to get a knock, you know, the ball down the line. I know he would have went to second. Guys were kind of giving a hard time about, you know, you got to fall down or do something. But and he had a good at bat. He stayed inside the fastball. Unfortunately, you know, he got it right out there in the second baseman. But it was fun to, you know, the crowd was into it, and they saw it from the beginning after the triple and the homer that this could be a special night. Came up a little bit short, but, you know, just the fact that he's contributing the way he is offensively, it's been a big lift for us, no question.
It was perhaps the finest game of Byron Buxton's MLB career. He had an inside-the-park home run and fell just a single shy of the cycle on Friday, setting the tone in the Twins' 10-3 victory. Buxton spoke to the media after the game.
Probably around first base. I saw a kick away from him a little bit, and I knew once it kicked away that I had a good chance of making it home.
Easy as that. It was such an impressive night at the plate for you. When you came up there in the seventh looking for the single, what was going through your mind?
I was actually calm going into the batter's box, and kind of looked over into the dugout and saw everybody standing up, and immediately it changed my mentality to, you know, don't let them down. Just go out there and be yourself.
Well, regardless, it was such an impressive performance in what has already been such a huge month for you. What would you say has been the biggest difference to have you have such confidence and poise there at the plate recently?
Just my teammates having my back when I was going through the struggles, you know. They just told me to stick with it and keep believing the process, and that's what I've done, and you can start seeing the results.
This is a very good Arizona team. 17 hits, though, from you guys tonight, 6 home runs. What can you say about what your team did collectively here tonight?
We went out there and played Twins baseball. Went out there, had a lot of fun, and went out there and did what we were supposed to do to get a win.
Despite 28 home runs on the season, Friday night was the first multi-homer game of 2017 for Miguel Sano. He had a big helping hand in Minnesota's 10-3 win over Arizona. Sano shared his thoughts after the game.
You know, I've been working early with Gino, with Rudy and the hitting coach, and, you know, I make a great swing in the cage, and I try to come here and try to ride the ball to right field. My first at-bat, I hit little yen to right field. Second at-bat, slide a hangy, home run, and third at-bat, home run, you know. And I'm so really happy about it because I've been working really hard my whole life, and I want to put the team in the playoff.
When you see the rest of your team having such big nights at the plate, people are getting home runs, just hits after hits, how much does that fuel you and help you there in those big moments?
You know, it's really exciting because, you know, Dojan, he make a great swing. Escobar, he got a three strike out for his first three at bat. And he got a pitch, he make a good contact, hit a homer. And then, you know, everybody got in mind to make a playoff.
This is a great Arizona team. You guys have been playing great baseball lately. You're right back in the thick of things when it comes to that wild card spot. What is the mindset like in that clubhouse? How high is the confidence right now?
Everybody's confident over there. Everybody tried to wake in the made that first play. You know, nobody wanted to wake up white card. Everybody wanted to play off in the first part of the team. And I told you, everybody's so happy over here. Everybody got their mind in the field and tried to win some game and play hard and pull the heart over there.
The Twins send Jose Berríos to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Zach Greinke.